Chapter 3. The Shrinking Middle Class. Robert's View. Raising Your Financial IQ.
There are many definitions of intelligence. One of the more practical ones I learned from my rich dad, who is actually the father of my best friend. He told me, intelligence is the ability to solve problems. When it comes to money, the bigger financial problems you can solve, the higher your financial intelligence. Today, our world faces some serious financial problems. Many are interrelated problems, one causing the other. Some of the more pressing ones are 1. Value of the dollar falling. 2. National debt increasing. 3. Baby boomers starting to retire. 4. Oil prices rising. 5. Gap increasing between the rich and everyone else. 6. Wages decreasing. 7. Jobs being exported. 8. Social Security and Medicare going bankrupt. 9. Savings being wiped out. 10. Lack of financial education. The pressing questions are 1. What can we do? 2. What are the solutions to these problems? 3. Is our financial IQ high enough to solve these problems? 4. How do we avoid becoming victims of these problems? 5. How do we protect our families from falling victim to these problems? Many of today's financial problems exist because we did not solve the problems when they first arose. Rather than increasing the financial IQ of the population, we taught people to expect the government to solve their personal problems for them. This is why no politician dares touch Social Security and Medicare, even though most of us know these programs are doomed. Now, I can hear some of you readers saying, we need to take care of those who cannot care for themselves, and I agree with that. We, as a civilized society, should take care of those who cannot take care of themselves. However, most of us can take care of ourselves if we have to, and if we have been trained to. It's time to raise our financial IQ.